Back from the fucking Lazarus pit. We got a trophy, husbands. I'm Marcus.
I'm Luke.
I'm Nick.
I'm Steve.
And joining us, special guest, the return of the OG kitchen wife.
It's me, Gabby, yay!
Out of the kitchen.
I wasn't prepared for the kitchen intro. I don't know why I didn't think about it.
You didn't get my script? Jesus.
We script this entire thing here.
Gosh. Check your fucking email.
Your script just consists of everybody doing acid and dancing to rave music.
Yeah. Sounds like a pretty solid script.
Can we do that next episode?
Are we recording an episode on Friday?
I don't think the tent's big enough to contain a rave.
I don't
it
know.
It might be a fire, too.
In your mind. In your mind is doing wonders.
Exactly.
Because if you take enough shrooms, this place probably seems huge.
Yeah. Also, you're expanding your mind through the universe in this tent. Like, you know, I don't want to be in the bigger world because it's just too much. This is all I need right here.
It would make the lights look fucking awesome. Yeah.
As if we need more weird shit to talk about.
I mean, it
we
would
always,
make great podcasting
we
material.
We always need more weird shit to talk about.
But that's just too weird.
Oh, come on, please. Like, where do you draw this imaginary line you're talking about? Like, no, acid too weird, but you can talk about poop every podcast. lights and drugs are just dead.
Fecal matter, thumbs up. LSD,
yeah,
no!
I want to see this line.
It's just a squiggly line.
It's like one of those old, like, back in the 90s where they had the fucking squiggle pen.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Like,
fuck,
that's the line.
Yes.
The line is drawn with a squiggle pen.
Didn't they used to have invisible markers?
Yeah, back in the day.
Yeah, they had those where...
I'm sure they didn't. Yeah.
No, they stopped making them.
Gabby still uses it for her kids.
Circa 2005, invisible markers were no longer made. So now, they are a collector's item and a commodity.
Really? Or are you just fucking with me?
Fleeting second did you take that seriously? Wait, really? Santa's real too?
There is a stop sign downstairs that says Santa stop here. So,
Santa,
never fucking know.
Santa's not real?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Sorry. This is awkward now.
Spoilers!
I didn't get that far.
Life spoilers.
Back to acid.
You're talking about life spoilers.
bring it full circle.
Yeah.
We haven't unlocked that level yet.
How about on life? Just like literal cereal, but cinnamon life.
I got this image of walking through borders. I'm sorry, Barnes & Noble's. I'm sorry, Bam. I'm sorry, Well, finding a cliff notes of life. Santa's not real.
Santa's not real. The government lied about that whole 9/11 thing.
And Santa. Those are like the top two on their list.
They're just like, well, fuck it. The Boondocks was right. The fucking dinner party. Where you're just like, excuse me. Jesus was black. Ronald Reagan was the devil. And the government's lying about this whole 9/11 thing. Thank you. And the fucking riot happens at the garden party. Same shit.
Oh, God.
So let's roll into it. How was everybody's weekend? How was Friday for folks?
We were all together.
We were.
Except you.
Yes,
Friday.
I was not with you guys.
Except Friday.
Yeah, you weren't.
Gabby wasn't cool.
You don't
lie to them.
No, I texted you and was like, where are you? I'm watching Love Actually because I'm awesome. the exact opposite of that, actually.
I'm curled up on a couch watching Love Actually. Piece of shit, but I know.
At least you're self-aware.
Yeah, there you go.
Admitting it's the first step. You know?
It's like
still a good movie, though.
Yeah. It is Friday.
I like Love Actually. It's a good movie.
It is great.
It is.
Alan Rickman just melts my soul.
Rip.
Yeah, I cried a lot.
But, Friday was pretty solid. I don't think anything too spectacular happened. We just kind of ended up at the bar drinking.
Yeah.
As per usual.
I had a previous obligation for class.
How did your choir concert go?
It was pretty good. It was like a literal 20 minutes, half an hour of concert. It was kind of like, all right, you guys can go now. I'm just like, sweet. Like,
I'm out.
And everyone was just like all sentimental. I'm just like, are you coming to choir next semester? I'm just like, Probably not. It's been fun, guys. Yeah.
Deuces.
Yeah. Like, so,
I'd say I'd come back, but I don't want to.
So did I get an A? Okay, good.
Pretty much, like, the entire process wasn't bad, but it was kind of like, that was my feeling every day. Like, I had a great professor. She was awesome. She knew her stuff. Nobody in the class was, like, a dick or douche or anything, but it was kind of like, you know how when you have projects like that, I mean, you can probably, because you've been in theater and stuff, and you hate, like, certain things, right. And you're just like, fucking hate doing this part, like, whether it's a scene or a certain play, and your right. professor's just like, you just gotta buckle down, right, and they're trying to, like, mom it to you.
I was just thinking, because it was one of my theater classes, I can't remember, but my professor, Kent Sear, he's awesome dude, we were going through a unit that was... I can't remember what it was, but it was something that wasn't very practical that we weren't going to use, but he had to teach it anyway.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, guys, like, you know, I know this isn't really want to hear it, and I don't know when you're going to be able to apply this in your career, but just listen. I was like, can you just give me a C and pass me already? Like, I just want to be done. It's like,
yeah. Like, one of the songs.
Right, yeah. Just,
yeah,
yeah,
just like, C's get degree.
One of the songs you had to
I got
do.
An A, just saying.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yes, the bare minimum.
Luke Hoover skates by. The Luke Hoover story.
Hey, I don't work the hardest, I work the smartest.
The bare minimum. The Luke Hoover story.
Okay, that's... No, this is inaccurate. Welcome back to Shit on Luke.
One bear by Luke, since it's the bare minimum.
Well, I mean, anyway. I mean, Marcus kind of got crapped on last week for...
I got crapped on because I wasn't here.
Yes. Yeah.
Had I been here, you motherfuckers would have not... And I would have rightfully defended myself. Back to the story at hand. It was like, we did this one pentatonic song, just Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And the thing is, obviously Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy, like, the original has no words. Mm-hmm. So, they're doing all, like, melodies and, like, booms and dooms, and I'm just like, fucking hate this shit! Because all the other words, like, all the other songs, if I got lost, I'm just like, oh, sweet, like, that's the phrase we're on, and I can kind of, but this is all bums and ha's and toots, and I'm like, which bum are we bumming? Like, which duh are we gonna duh? Like, fuck! And I would be so frustrated. And every time, my professor would literally, like, get the music out. It's like, all right, we're going to do Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And eventually, she would just look back at me and just, like, just hang on best you can. I already know. awesome professor. Her name is Genevieve Karkai. And she's super awesome, very nice, very down-to-earth lady. But she, it was kind of like when you have that one kid, it's just like, we're having Brussels sprouts tonight. And you just look over, like, Charles, I know you fucking hate them, but... You have to eat them.
just get it,
just eat them first, and then you can enjoy your casserole. Just fucking do it.
Is this like a testament to Thanksgiving or something?
No, it's just kind of like,
it sounds like this is a very specific story.
It's a very personal experience.
Like, war stories. Flashback to
them. He's at the bar one day.
Brussels sprouts.
Grab somebody's pitcher and chuck it. Fucking Brussels sprouts! And, like, chuck it across the bar. And bean somebody in the face. Like Lizzie last night with a cup.
Oh. What happened to...
We'll get to that.
But that, okay. That was Friday. And then met with you guys, and we just barred it
chilled
out.
Chilled it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we'll go into Saturday. Luke and I went and saw The Rhapsody, which was cool.
Yeah, that's York College's acapella group, and they do a fantastic job, as always. I love them.
But after that, it was kind of like a same repeat of Friday, just ended up at the bar chilling.
Right, yeah.
And Gabby joined.
But I was there, so it was better.
Yeah, you were there, and then fucking Jenna popped up that...
Yeah,
event. Yeah, that's the thing. Everyone just happened to show up this weekend.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, shit! What the fuck were you guys here?
Yeah. Didn't even play
It's like right when I, like, first saw Gabby, I was talking to her, I got, like, a tap on my shoulder, and it was Jenna, like, what the fuck? Hi!
Jenna and Shannon and Chantal and, like, everybody's there. And, Friday, it was my friend's birthday, so she was, like, all over the place, like...
Your friends live on us.
Motherfucker, we have this established. Don't act surprised now. Don't take it tomorrow. We're not going to Dr. Phil. Fuck yourself.
Fine, okay.
D- Detest, I've come back.
I'm not mad about it.
He is your friend.
You see Luke, like, doing a call?
I knew it! Yeah.
Fucking told you, motherfucker! That's why we hang out.
And Mark's just like, oh, why am I friends with you?
We had to go all the way here to make this entire spectacle for you to realize that we've been hanging out.
I had to make sure it was real.
Our friendship is not a cubic zirconia.
You know, having Mari establish it for us is, you know, all I need. Come on. Why don't you just take that next step with me?
And then he turns to Mari and goes, so when do I get my alimony?
Check's in the mail.
Cut the check. But, yeah, so Friday, it was like, she was all over the place, and it was just fucking hilarious. And then Saturday, like we said, everybody was just out, and it was kind of like, everyone's fucking here. Sweet.
Yay.
Let's roll.
Yeah. And then you guys all fucking rallied hard. I didn't, but you guys did. Yes, you fucking did.
Yeah, probably.
You fucking did.
It was friends, miss. So my day started at 8 a.m. We started doing a ton of shit. Like, we went to a holiday market, all this stuff. But by the time I got to you guys, I was way too many glasses of wine in. I walked in like, hey! Not even 2 minutes in. Dante's just like, shots?
Oh, yeah, he got the
shots. I was like, well, I don't turn down shots, okay? Like, twist my arm. Okay.
That was just like Jenna when I saw her. She's just like, so. I think she buys... Okay, Jenna bought cheese fries, and then she's just like, so whoever can eat like 20 cheese fries in 30 seconds, I'll buy you a shot. Or something like... No, it was like 10 seconds. I'm just like, are you challenging me to eat food for alcohol? Because I'll do this.
Right now. You don't need to tell me twice.
Exactly. Like, where the fries are just coming out of the fryer, I'll still reach in.
Yes. Who needs hands? I got two of them.
Worth it.
My left hand.
We see Marcus later on in the night, like, his hands, like, all bandaged. Like, dude, what happened? Well, they weren't out of the fryer yet, but I wasn't going to lose them.
Yeah, and then she just bought us tequila shots anyway. She's just like, I'm buying. What do you want? I'm just like, this is just like Halloween all over.
I was about to say, this keeps happening to you, Marcus.
I don't fucking know. People are just like, hey man, do you want alcohol?
Alcohol. I could just see, like, Luke just, like, somebody asks you, oh, you want a drink? And then Luke just sneaks up behind you and just whispers in your ear, alcohol.
He's a little devil on the shoulder.
Luke, your best dates.
Like, turn eye.
I'm intoxicated just from this.
It just radiates off me like the cheap vodka.
Luke, is your breath 280 proof?
I think I just got buzzed.
But yeah, it
just have a radio.
That's quite a superpower.
That would be the best
intoxicating. Well, not like in a romantic way. It's just seriously. No, seriously, your presence just gets me fucked up.
Oh, dude, is that drunk? No, bring him to the party, bro. We don't even have to buy a keg.
It's great.
Just breathe strongly in the corner.
What the fuck is that guy doing? I don't know, but I can't see straight.
We'll call him the human haze.
The human haze.
Thought machine.
Oh my god.
You're like,
I love that from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh my god. I just want Luke to carry around a box fan with him.
That way it's kind of radiant.
You want a shot?
you guys same
dead.
You guys just come from a kegger? Like, no, we were just hanging out with Luke.
Oh fuck! Yeah, I can barely stand.
You know it's rough and Satan bouts hurting.
It is. It's like hellfire and damnation on earth.
It happens. I get drunk.
Yeah, I was gonna say, did you stop drinking this weekend? Like, I think were you just in a constant like.
Yeah, cycle of it. I was responding into standby mode.
Eat, sleep, drink, repeat. Eat, sleep, drink, repeat.
Well, cut out that sleep part.
Nick doesn't sleep.
Drink, eat, drink, repeat. Drink, eat, drink, repeat.
Then the lines start blurring more and more. Drink, 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 drink.
Repeat.
Repeat. Drink, 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 repeat.
Oh my gosh. And then when we went to Lizzie's last night, that was fucking hilarious. Because you just gracefully bowed out, and then you texted me, and you're just like, just trying to keep up with the conversation. Can't. Going to bed.
I was so tired, and like, I had already mentioned that like I was ready to go to sleep, but everyone just kept talking and talking and talking, and I just couldn't pretend like I cared anymore.
So Gabby's just sitting there like, I don't even know what's going on.
I just walk away now. Is that rude?
And Nick used to do it all the time.
I was about to say, I was the master of
doing
that.
Nick was the professional Irish goodbye.
Because I would just get up and nobody would notice for like 20 or 30 minutes. They'd be like, where's Nick? And like somebody texts me, dude, where are you? I'm like, I went home.
Yeah. Like, it was every fucking weekend. Every time we hung out, it was just...
Even when I was here, because I would notice it happen. Like, I would leave, and I would, like, mentally register and just go, okay. And then finally somebody would ask about it.
Well,
did he not say goodbye?
No.
Oh, I never did.
Never.
I remember the one time the Stein brothers were telling me, they're like, it's so weird because you can tell when you leave, because it's, like, within a half hour of you leaving, things start going to hell.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, your presence... of Satan just kind of
it brings a peace.
Yeah, you know, your Satan presence can't be contained.
It's like
when
that
you're
kid
not
in
there.
Fourth grade, he like drops a stink bomb and runs away. He doesn't get to sit.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Nick's just like, well,
I brought demons
shit
now.
Up.
I keep the demons at bay, so then when I leave, you know, they just run amok.
Nick just like goes to the liquor store. Somehow wins, like, a handle of tequila, and then, like, he's just like, I don't even want this. So then he Irish goodbyes, but he leaves the tequila out on the counter, and he's just like, they'll make great podcast material. And he's like, walks out, like, they're gonna drink it, and shit's gonna get weird.
They're like, we're all at the hospital, we had to go get this person's stomach pumped, it was crazy, we don't even know where the tequila came from!
No.
Dude. Nick's just like sitting in his swivel chair petting
weird.
His cat.
No, he'll be like, so, you guys trying to record tomorrow, or what?
While petting the cat, like, on
yeah,
the phone.
Like, get up, you pussy.
I'm glad gathered you all here
today. Dude, no, like, years ago, so, my friend, we used to throw parties at his place, and his house was a split-level house. So, the one level was semi in the ground, so it was, like, natural soundproofing and all that shit, so we'd have, like, crazy-ass parties. But one thing I used to do, I would go to the grocery store and just get, like, just bottles of aerosol whipped cream. Like, the shitty, just, like, dollar, whatever
yeah,
kind.
Yeah.
And then I'd get,
you
like...
said asshole whipped cream.
I thought he said that at first, too.
I saw that little
No, that wasn't just
I want to ask, like, what was your description of that, but I don't really know what's going through your mind either, so...
Puree. 100% booty juice puree.
Oh, God.
Now the cream.
You got...
the asshole cream. But no, I used to take the bottles, and when everybody was good and shit-faced, because it had an actual bar in it. Like
sneak up, give them whippets?
No. I would just crack all the bottles open and just lay them, like, put them on the bar, and just, like, as soon as people saw it, all morals and values out the window. It's just like, you know, mild-mannered, well, you know... well behaved, everybody's a little tipsy, and then like whipped cream, it's just like body shots. It's like somebody's like licking whipped cream off of somebody's like fucking foot or some shit, and just like,
what kind of people do you hang? I don't think you should have friends other than us.
It's like a weird crowd.
You don't want to meet them.
I mean, there's other things, but it wasn't like somebody who went straight to the foot. I was just like,
they led to that. We built it.
Yeah.
We're not fucking amateurs, guy. Gabby knows. She's read the memoirs. I actually wrote a short story from the perspective of a bottle of whipped cream.
Oh my goodness.
No, I haven't, but maybe I should.
They grabbed me like a beast.
I was like, oh shit, was this one of those emails I didn't read?
Gabby's gonna go back, like, 4 in the morning, like, where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it? Where the fuck is it? Need to read it.
They grabbed me and gingerly sprayed me on the man's ass.
Steve will read the foreword in the audiobook.
Deleted scenes from Sausage Party.
Oh man, that movie! The ending of that movie was absolute. I remember, like, it was, that movie was funny, but I remember just sitting there at the end, like, as the credits start, I'm like, "What the hell did I just watch?"
I still haven't seen it. But
that sex scene at the end was really weird. Sorry for the spoiler.
Yeah, I figured it's a raunchy animated comedy called Sausage Party. What do you?
Life spoiler again.
Do they have a party with hot dogs? It's like a cookout, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. So it was like that until they pulled out the whipped cream.
That's what those guys meant. They were at a hot dog party last
right.
night.
Yes.
Oh, Lord. They're just like, hey man, you want to come to our hot dog party? I'm just like, thanks, but no thanks. I've already eaten, friends.
There goes the fire truck to put out the hot dog party.
Oh,
God. You okay? I'll be fine.
Marcus just had a miniature stroke.
Don't mind the left side of my face.
All right. Got to do it for the podcast. Got to work through it.
The acronym is FAST. Face, check their smile. Arms, if one is sagging, that's the side that's, you know, charming.
How many strokes have you witnessed in your life?
Ballpark 8. Yeah, that's my guess.
That's what happened last night. I fucking fell.
Oh my god, that was fantastic last night.
Oh Jesus.
I was sitting on a couch. I don't know where the fuck we were. There was too many couches though in that room. We're all sitting there. Eric was trying to tell a story, and I kept telling him, like, yeah, finish your story, and I just kept interrupting him, because, you know, too much, like, we needed to stop. And I was sitting there, and I twitch sometimes, and so I had just been handed a glass of water, and it just twitched, spill it all over my legs, and just leaned forward in, like, laughter.
Was that the video that you had up on Twitter earlier?
No, that was just me crying, because emotions and... We'll get back to that. So I leaned over to just laugh and just black out, and I just hit the floor. Everyone was like, what was that? And everyone would be like, I fainted! That's what happened. Like, just stop breathing.
All right, forget it, I'm done.
Managed to laugh through the whole thing, so I was just like, that was weird.
I'm sitting in between Lizzie and Gabby. Lizzie's on my right, Gabby's on my left. Gabby's like having, she and I are chit-chatting about something, and she goes, has her water, and like,
just
spills it, and out of nowhere, just like ragdolls, and it's like, boom, like a sack of bricks.
Hit
on
the table,
fucking floor.
Hit,
yeah, you like leg drop the table.
Like, just rise it and break it.
Yeah.
But still managed to get my cup perfectly on the ground despite the fact that just water. Yeah. Just like, that happened before I fell. Like,
nice. Nice.
Oh
so,
god.
There's that. That was fucking fantastic. Because you're just like, boom! I'm great, and was like, gather yourself up, water's everywhere. You just nonchalantly sit back on the couch.
Nothing happens.
As the owner of us walks back into the room, I'm just like, I don't know how all that water got here. What floor? Crazy.
There was that.
It's empty.
There's a ghost.
I was walking with a ghost. That, and, okay, so they had a bathroom downstairs, and apparently they had a mixer or a party or some shit before, and there was literally a chunk, like a 2-foot
chunk. I saw the Snapchat of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
In the door, like, for those who didn't see the Snapchat, there was just a giant fucking hole in the door. Like, you walk up to it, you're like, oh, this is the bathroom, why can't I see in it?
So, Lizzie is using the bathroom, and they just have all these red...
Air quotes.
Solo... what?
Air quotes in the bathroom. Shut the fuck up.
Sorry, Lizzie. They're in the bathroom, and they have all these red Solo cups all over the place. So I take one, and I've been throwing them in the hole just to, like, fuck with them. So I take one, and I, like, hooked it perfectly. And I could see it arc, and then when I lost, like, because I couldn't see it the entire way, so it arcs, and I know where I just hear, boom, fuck! I just, like, beamed Lizzie in the side of the head with the cup, like, while she was using the bathroom. Just, like,
he's like, boop!
So she wasn't throwing up because she was sick. She was throwing because you gave her a fucking concussion.
One red Solo cup does not constitute a concussion.
I don't know, Lizzie's fragile.
I mean, have you seen her drink?
Oh, dear.
I don't know, I'm usually too busy drinking myself.
This is true,
right? I don't have time to watch you do it.
By that point, I'm already so drunk that, like, I don't even mind it. Like, not okay. Just patting her on the head, like, ah, oh, you'll be okay.
Red Solo cup's just whizzing by.
I'm sorry. Pretty much. It's all good. Nothing's wrong.
You just got snot coming out of your nose right now.
Were you just, like, patting them with the broom?
Like, I want to be a good friend, but I'm not that good of a friend.
You want to play Quidditch later?
We'll get the short girl down the hall to be the snitch. We'll wrap her in gold foil and make her run.
God.
Run, Nancy, run!
What are we paying you in Twizzlers for? Feel the fucking... not enough emotion.
I don't believe it. I need to be in this and believe this.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Poor Nancy.
Take a moment to, like, visualize.
a girl wrapped up in gold running around.
Not even wrapped up properly. Like, it's just falling off.
Oh, my God. It was funny. All right, so... Friday night, we're out on the dance floor. I think it was like me, JP, whose birthday it was, the one that was like, fucking, she went hard in the paint. I was like, damn, girl. It was me, her, like, her two friends, her friends, my two friends, Colleen and Rachel. And there was this one couple that was just, like, aggressively, like, eating each other on the dance, but I don't mean, like, face. I mean, like, this guy was, like, face deep in this girl's boobs, like, on the dance floor. And she was short, and he was taller, so it was,
so
like...
So he's, like, hunched over.
Yeah, like, hunched over, and he's like, bleh, bleh. And it's funny, because, like, Colleen is like, what the fuck? And I just lean over, and I'm like, do it for America! And Colleen's just like, no, that's not, no. I'm just like, yeah, that's how that works.
That's
just
how
do
that
it
works.
And I literally just kept saying, like, I kept... like, motion Colleen, to cut, and she's like, what? And I'm just like, for America!
God, I hate you.
Pretty much. And then, going back, my one tweet, which I personally found hilarious, it was one of those, I don't care if anybody else thinks this is funny. I think this is funny. But our one friend, they have, like, a little split kind of kitchen. It's, like, almost a little seating area, and then there's a kitchen, but they have a recliner in there, and so we did some shots, and then I passed out in the recliner, and, like, my tweet was like, I took shots and passed out in my friend's kitchen. I took two shots and passed out in the kitchen because there was a recliner in the kitchen. Sometimes context is everything.
I still think your best tweet of the, of the week was when you were listening to last week's episode. Squidward.
Yeah, fucking Squidward. You fuckers.
But I saw that, I was just like, yep, got to. Got to link it to him.
You beat me right to it. I was like,
So I posted the picture of Squidward looking out the window. As, like,
SpongeBob frolicking by,
and it was just, like, me listening to this week's episode, like, and immediately, it was just, like, a shit show minstrel just happened. Nick, I get a response from Nick. I'm just like, oh, Nick. And it's just a YouTube link. And it's like, here, you need this right now. I'm just like, I wonder what this is. And I didn't see that it was a song. So I just popped it open. And it goes to the YouTube app. And I'm just like, all right. And as soon as I see it's all by myself, I literally out loud, just like, I'm just like, this fucker.
Like, I thought it was funny.
That's I think everyone enjoyed it. Like, you're on the wrong side of this.
Sorry, you can't take a joke.
Jeez, Mr. Sensitive.
We got juniors that one.
Let me get the fucking like Scooty Puff Junior 2 from Futurama, the one with the crank handle.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. But yeah. No, dude, alright. Here's what happened.
I was about to say, do you want to explain why you missed it?
Well, first of all...
I haven't heard this yet, actually.
There is nothing, like, crazy off the wall, so let's get the fuck out of the way.
Dang it, he wasn't dead in a ditch.
I was sleepy.
That's probably it.
You ain't wrong, though. But ever since that happened, Nick sounded like a concerned parent, because I kept seeing him. Nick was going pretty hard this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And he's kind of like in Nick land, and he's like, I need an explanation for the podcast. What happened?
Tell me. I waited up all night for you.
I made us dinner. You didn't call back.
The candles burnt all the way down.
They were your favorite candles.
We were going to do it.
They were lilac.
Is he your dad? Or your wife. Husband? Or your what's happening? You said he was acting fatherly.
Check
and
the description.
You guys are married.
Check the description on X Hamster. I don't know.
What stays in Vegas? It stays in Vegas.
Unless it's like an STI or like you get robbed.
When did Marcus and I go to Vegas? Anyway,
great podcast material.
It would. Trophy husbands live at
I was
base.
Just up late
that's how
as
we
fuck.
End up in jail.
Yeah, I was just up super late. Went to. It's funny because I was up late. I was hanging out with friends. Went back to Libby's place and everybody's still there. Lizzie was texting me earlier in the night. She's like, "Where are you? Like, aren't you coming over?" Because I told everybody I'd be over. And by the time I got there, it was like 5:30 in the fucking morning. It was like late as shit. And then I see John. And John's like, it's John, Tom, Max, Sam, and their sister. And everybody's just kind of like bullshitting. Barry was there as well. And I see John. He's like, so, you get some? I'm just like, no, man, I was just, you know, just chilling. He's like, why'd you come back if you didn't get some? And I'm just like, motherfucker, you're here. You didn't get any either, so you can shut the fuck up. Like, how are you going to be like, oh, you should have made that skyhook. You didn't make the fucking skyhook from the 3 points, so you shut your fucking mouth. And then he got mad because he was going through his old photos from him, like, in high school. And I was just like, you look like you are a little... A lot of man juice in high school. And he got super upset.
You don't ever call a girl fat. Come on.
I mean,
it's mean.
It's John.
Yeah, don't call a girl fat.
Get this.
Sorry. That took a while to land.
That really did. That connection, it's like
come on.
Just see the light bulb like flickering.
Oh, you called him a woman. Ha ha ha.
That joke needed subtitles.
This is why this is funny. Like,
wait for it. Wait for it.
Still waiting for it.
Line, please. What's my motivation here? And he got mad.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, fucking drunk John is lumbering towards me. So I'm just like, nope, not waiting for this shit to happen. Just literally, like, got up and made a beeline at the door. So Sam and Ben were outside talking. And so John tries to recruit Ben to pick me up and body slam me. Ben does not have the dexterity. So as soon as Ben like wraps his arms around me, I wrap my arms around him tighter, and I bear hug him. And I'm just looking at him like dead in the face, smiling. Like, I know what the fuck you're trying to do. And then Ben just kind of like, all right, just gives up.
All right, forget it. It's like too much effort.
Yeah. And then like randomly, John walks out. He's like, "Did you do what I tell you to do?" And he's like, "I tried. It didn't work."
Old college try.
John just like looks at him dead in the face and just takes his glasses off his face. Like, you don't get these now.
Take away your eyesight because I did. You didn't hurt someone like I said.
And then John slaps Sam in the face. Why? I don't know.
But he did.
Gosh. He did.
It's interesting that he slapped and it wasn't just a normal John headbutt.
Oh God.
I can't even tell you how many times I've been a victim of that. Normally for no reason.
Of course, yeah, because you know Nick never antagonizes people.
I never do. I'm the nicest person.
Are we lying here?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, it's a new thing I'm trying. Like, not telling the truth is really fun. Like,
I'm the president of the United States now. There we go.
Mean, yeah, actually... Give it enough time, you can fucking run, since you don't need any credentials now. Yeah. That shit's in the fucking shitter.
It happens.
The year of 2016. It happens.
It happens.
Let's never talk about this again.
Like, I saw somebody's Twitter post where it's just like, 2017 is going to be like that good boyfriend you get, but you dump all of your baggage on him because of your last shitty boyfriend. Oh, we're going to go into 2017 so jaded.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean...
We'll find so many cures to things.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, no, 2016 was awful. Like, but we came up with a cure. We came up with a cure for Alzheimer's, cancer, everything.
We should have had this done for years.
Exactly.
Took you long enough.
Yeah, 2016 wasn't fucking us in the mouth. We would have had this done by 2015, but no.
We're supposed to be hovering.
With my fucking flying car. Like.
Oh my god.
Teleportation
gosh.
Devices.
I saw the Obama fucking change like things. I saw one where it was Bernie Sanders and it said hindsight is 2020.
I've seen like, that.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
I think my favorite thing that I saw, and this was actually before the election, was it was one of the late night guys. I want to say like Stephen Colbert or maybe Seth Meyers, I don't remember. But he's just like, you know what? Because it is just after they had just shown Hillary Clinton doing a speech and trying to make a joke, and it was terrible. And
there's many of those. Yes.
And he goes, you know what I'm really going to miss is Obama's humor. He's a genuinely funny guy. He's like, either way, we got Hillary or Trump in there. We're going to be getting bad mom jokes or just a guy without any sense of humor. He's like, what I really want is that when Obama is out of the White House, he then announces a national comedy tour. And I'm like, I would go see that.
Why not? Okay.
Five of them. Five tickets right now. Let's go.
Let's do this. Let's start a petition.
Obama groupie just, you know, road tripping. Obama like going groupie. Seeing his tours.
I'm an Obama tours. Head.
We call ourselves Barack Bros.
Barack Bros. There we go.
Barack writes into office. He's like, I'll put that the Trump campaign has to pay for this and everyone gets them for free. Mega!
Oh my god.
One last screw you.
There was this day, somebody called our house, and my little brother, he's about 6 years younger than me, he happened to get to the phone first. So I was like, okay, answer it, please. And so he, like, picks it up, and he's like, oh, hi, Dad. And then he, like, keeps talking, and the conversation's getting weird, so I'm sitting there just like, is this not, like, our dad? Like, what's going on? Because, like, all of a sudden he got really formal again. And so he just sort of hangs up the phone, and I was like, well... Was that Dad? And he's like, no, it sounded just like him. And I was like, okay, well, who is it? And he's like, oh gosh, like, what was it? Well, he said he was the commander of the United States Army, maybe? And I was just like, oh, Obama? Like, what? Did you just call Obama Dad? The president call our house and he's like, I really don't know.
It might have been.
Like, to this day, we have no idea who the fuck called us.
Like,
now, anytime we see Obama anywhere, we're like, oh, "Mom, Dad, Dad's on TV."
You're coming home yet?
Turns out your little brother has a direct line in his room to the president.
Yeah,
like the fucking red phone and the Powerpuff Girls.
Exactly.
Oh shit! Gotta go save Townsville.
A little bit of sugar, a little bit of spice, a little bit of everything nice.
And then Chemical X!
I watched the new Powerpuff Girls because I was genuinely curious.
There's a new Powerpuff Girls.
I was about to say, what? It's terrible. It is so bad.
It's one of those, like, let's take something that was kind of decent and just fuck it all up. Like,
Teen Titans Go?
Oh, let's not. It makes me so angry. That was such a good show.
I'm seeing red right now. Like.
Yeah.
Well, at least they're bringing back the other one.
Young Justice?
Young Justice. We're bringing that back for a season 3.
What?
Yeah.
Nice.
But
Young Justice.
Shit on it?
Hopefully not.
Don't.
No, really, the show is just Teen Titans Go shitting on
it. It's just like Beast Boy and fucking Cyborg talking about burgers and burritos and just shitting all over everywhere.
Hi.
What is this, Terrence and Phillip now?
I found a new grave. But that's fantastic. Do you know why they fucking canceled Young Justice?
No.
The dumbest fucking reason ever.
Are you gonna tell us?
Yes.
He's just gonna hold us in suspense.
The dumbest reason ever. Google it.
I mean,
like, for that clickbait. Yeah.
Heard your network executive say to him, quick to find out why. But no. Alright, so Young Justice was actually getting a decent amount of fanfare and a decent amount of views, but it wasn't from their demographic that they wanted. They wanted it to be... Yeah, girls were very big into the show, and they didn't want that. They wanted boys, so that's why they made Teen Titans. Like, oh, stupid, and poop jokes, and bleh. I'm just like, that is dumb as fuck. If you were getting good ratings and people like your shit, like, well...
Like, oh, the vaginas are here, we have to ruin it!
Hard cat, so you're not it.
We have to deal with your PMS. Right. you can't have this.
You've been to a frat party too. As soon as the vagina show up, shit goes downhill. Alpha bros out the woodwork.
God.
But that's just dumb. That's so fucking dumb. Like, well. And that's the thing, like, they still could have fucking merchandised and, like, had action figures and they still had the following, but just, like, nope. Nope.
Not today.
I don't want it.
Nope. Too many ovaries. Bad. How's My Little Pony friendship going while, like, 35-year-old men are just like, Brony, yay! It's like... They don't give a fuck. They're just like, give us your money.
Then Seth Bergen walks into the office, throws a pitch for Sausage Party of the Show.
Oh, God.
Adult Swim would probably take it.
They would. They definitely
I'd
would.
I'd watch it. I mean, Adult Swim, as weird as it fucking is sometimes, every once in a while they have some gems.
I feel like it's gotten so weird. Like, I remember watching it in the 90s and early 2000s and whatnot, and I'm just like... I feel like now it is just so bizarre from what it was. Yeah. I mean, not to say, like, oh, these shows were normal, but you have
but relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking, like, I loved Harvey Birdman. That was one of my favorite shows.
Fucking
I miss the Brack Show.
The Brack Show. Brack presents the Brack Show starring Brack.
Archer an adult somewhere?
No, that's
Archer's FX.
That
was, yeah, that was FX.
Yeah.
I really liked... I liked Aqua Teen.
Mm-hmm.
Aqua Teen was phenomenal.
That's like one of the shows like I had never heard of it till like maybe 2 years ago, and then Greg and I was like, "This is a show you just want to get stoned and watched." And like, yeah, cause this is fucked up. I can't handle this soberly.
It is, and like I don't even smoke weed. And
me neither.
Yeah, right.
But, I've never done that in my entire life.
Drugs are bad for you, anyway. But
smoking the marijuanas. Hmm? Not me.
I need to narrate the fact that Marcus is giving Gabby a death stare.
What I want to know is why
what she just said, and because she stole his.
What I want to know is why Gabby just drifted into the 1920s there.
Marijuana. Never heard of it.
It's kind of relevant. I just talked about it last time. I listened to these things.
Her nervous talk is 1920s.
She goes back.
Narrator from Reefer Madness.
She goes back home, and her mom's like, "So what'd you do?" And she's like, "I didn't smoke 9 marijuanas, Mom."
I've never seen a bong in my life.
Good night,
why
bye.
Why are you talking like that? Or, I don't know.
I started, now I can't stop.
I've been smoking the reef, huh?
Nah.
I don't have even had alcohol, Mom.
Look here, say.
That's the devil's urine. Now don't mind me. Gonna go
that's
down to the malt shop.
I don't drink.
I'll see you in time for church tomorrow, yeah?
Yeah.
We're gonna go twice.
Gonna go to that banquet dinner by Nucky Thompson. See you later.
Oh god.
Oh god.
I hate most of you.
Then why do you keep coming back?
Because he doesn't have any other friends.
He's a glutton for punishment. Yeah.
So I need
he hates everybody else more than he
hates. Right?
I'm just a sucker for pain.
I just need attention.
No, honestly, that's why I came back. Like, people just don't pay enough attention to me. So I think I need to take 2 weeks off work.
You're that dog that's and just it, like, hey, you gonna pet me? You gonna pet me now? You gonna pet me? You gonna pet me? Huh? Hey, you. Hey.
And then somebody goes, don't touch me. Eyes!
I will eat your throat while you sleep. You pet me when I say you fucking pet me.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm chewing on my own balls and sleeping. Thank you.
That's quite a skill.
Yeah, right.
It's a talented dog.
Or he's got rubber balls.
Many different types
of balls.
You're the weird one for watching me do it.
Don't mind. Look, man, it's just a webcam that streams, and that's how I make money. Yes.
I'm really concerned. I'm never joking, but
I don't know what you're doing in your free
unsavory.
Time.
Unsavory.
It'd be the most boring shit ever. Just like, here's me working on a project.
Typing words. Reading words.
Here's me eating stuff. Although, people do like that kind of thing. They like to watch other people eat.
It's strange voyeurism shit.
Yeah.
Like just random everyday things.
Yep.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either, but I'm going to corner the fucking market.
It really won't make great YouTube material, though.
It won't, but it'll make me money. MarcusMasticates.net will be up for
you. I can go search, if we run.
You don't know. Is it real or is it scripted? Time will tell.
Oh, God.
See, this is
file that under things we don't need in life.
We're actually really normal people. We have a writer who, you know, does this for us, and we read the script every time before we start. Jokes on you guys. We're not actually degenerates. We're upstanding members of society.
Yeah.
Well, I can't lie anymore.
You lie like a rock.
This hurts my face now.
Come to Luke Hooter's Save the Otters event, where every dollar that you give, he will buy a bottle of tequila for a helpless otter. You see Luke, like, knee-high, like, galoshes on, and he's out there with a little, like a mini beer bong, like putting shots in it.
You
want to
hit this
to honors? Just like, come on, bro, you hit the last one like a bitch. You got to redeem yourself.
It's like, you don't get this live unless you take it like a champ.
And these otters are just like starting to sink underwater because they can't keep themselves up anymore.
They're like trying to hold on to each other, like when so they don't float away, but they're like grabbing it, just like.
Ah. I'm sorry. Is that what an otter sounds like?
I think so. Yep.
Yeah. The otter mating call.
Gabby's very versatile in her otter calls.
I can do a lot of things.
She has like an otter onesie that she's like cosplay as. She's like, Mom, this isn't a phase.
This is my life.
Me.
Just accept me for who I am.
Gabby, we're going out to dinner. It's supposed to be really nice. You can't wear your onesie. And you see, like, Gabby's like, fine. She storms off. See a ruffling in a closet. Comes back with another otter onesie, but it has, like, cufflinks and, like, a tie. It's, like, really fancy. Uh-huh. Like, I'll wear this one then.
I mean, to be honest, I did change out of a onesie to come here. I guess you should.
So kind of want to do trophy husbands, kind of don't want to move.
Should just fucking wore it. I'm wearing 2 sweatshirts and sweatpants. Fuck that shit. I would have worn the onesie.
I regret it now.
It's freezing outside. Fuck that shit.
It's
you
a
should
bit
get
hippie.
2 onesies and wear them right. both.
It just sounds like stressful to put on and take off.
Yeah.
Like it's.
You have to pee and you're just.
Oh, yeah. You're stuck.
This is it.
This is how I die.
It's like, I have an adult snowsuit people were giving me shit for last year.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm fucking warm. Fuck you, assholes. Like, we went to our friend's
place.
Does it
have, like, a butt flap, too?
It doesn't. Oh, maybe I should implement a butt flap.
It's just, like, sawed out. Safety pin shut. Like, the stuffing's just falling.
It has, like, a Velcro shilly right. sewed-on strap. Like, what's it? It's for ventilation / pooping.
Mostly the ventilation, though, yeah.
Bring your box fan over so we can blow the smell away.
Truth.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
This has gone many directions.
This, I mean, you know, that's the beauty of the podcast. It goes from one spot to the next to the next to the next. And normally when you go back and you listen, there is some correlating connection.
We'll bring it full circle every now and then.
I mean,
it just depends on the level of, you know, effort.
I did want to bring up the one thing that you sent us, though, Marcus. The mannequin that stole from the bank. Like,
what?
Please explain.
Yeah.
There was somebody that posed as a mannequin that got away with 10 fucking grand. Like, the mannequin challenge is real now.
That guy was like, I am going to be the best at this. I'm going to show you how you really mannequin.
I can just imagine the entire time Black Beatles is just playing as he's just like sitting there. He's just like, he's sitting there. He's like sitting there in the chair, like acting, and the entire time he's just mumbling to himself. Like, he's like, that girl is a real crowd pleaser. Like, ready, just like 10 grand, but gotta stop singing Black Beatles because they're gonna know I'm not a mannequin.
But it's in my head, I can't get it out.
There's something very similar that I saw over, I think it was last week or the year, not the year before, the week before. There was
either last week or many moons ago.
One or the other, I don't remember.
The moon waxes and wanes, but there was an armored.
My soul does as well.
Truth. It's tequila. There was an armored car.
I haven't tried tequila in a while, actually. Anyway,
and it was in the middle of New York City, and it pulls up, and it was like one of those fucking like armored Brinks trucks.
Yeah.
And the guy opens the back, and apparently he left the back unattended quick to go get his fucking phone. What? You're driving an armored car, you literally open the back, open the doors up, and it's like, oh, shit.
I forgot my phone. How am I supposed to log in here? Or, like, how am I supposed to forswear this?
Yeah. I was going to play Angry Birds, but whoops. Like, dumb fuck. And somebody just walked up, and there was apparently a bucket of
gold.
Yeah, there was a bucket of gold shavings that was worth, like, $1.6 million. And the guy just literally just walks up, grabs a bucket, walks the fuck off.
Oh. I have so many questions. My bucket of gold shavings, where was it going? Who'd it come from?
They were
cutting the bricks and they were like, shave?
Yeah, they had all these shavings from when they were shaping the bricks. They're like, well, what are we supposed to do? Throw it away. No, don't throw it away.
Like, janitor post guys, like,
sweeping it up.
Can I just. He put the bucket there, so he was going to take it home. And then that guy showed up and took the bucket.
Son of a...
Yeah, like...
How do I stumble across this?
Right? Where are these gold shavings? Like, where are they laying around?
So I'm going to do it.
But, like...
Smoothest crime ever.
It's just like... Somebody somewhere has to know something. You just don't... Oops, forgotten my phone. If he is that dumb...
I mean, there's no Lord if he was.
That
yeah,
man.
Yeah, what is this if?
He was that dumb, and I'm sure he lost his job.
But no, but what if they were in cahoots? Because, like, 1.6 million.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oops, yeah. Casually just...
I like thinking of it like this. Like, he's walking along and he sees it. And you know that moment when you see, like, a $20 bill on the ground? You're like, do I take it?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
But then you're like, maybe it belongs to somebody. But then you're like... Starbucks.
See, my
you really got hesitation with picking up money on the ground. Vice was like, "Yep, sorry."
My thought,
I do have maybe, slight hesitation.
Literally, my thought is always, "Well, if
I
still don't
have a slither of a conscience,
yeah. Yeah. I'll like look around, see if anybody sees me,
yes.
Then pick it up. It's like,
no one's watching.
I don't. I'm just like, you know what? If I don't take it, the next dick that walks by is going right. to. So
I earned this. All
right,
I earned this by being at the right place at the right time.
But hey, man. I did one stromboli, so thanks.
No, I did have that happen at Frank's movie theater. We were just walking in, and like just happened to see like somebody on the ground. I'm like, oh, cool. I went pick it up, and it was like a wad of like 65 or 70 bucks. And I'm just like,
that happened.
All right.
I was at West Point, and I was on a bus, and, like, I'm sitting there, and I had the window seat, and I looked between the seat and the wall thing, and there was just a giant wad of money, and so, like, I turned to my mom, and she's like, Mom, like, does your seat have a wad of money next to it? Like, is this a thing? And she's like, what? I'm like, I don't know, I just found this giant... There's over $100 there.
Jesus. Did everyone get one?
Yeah, like, this is great service.
I love like, this place.
Cash cab?
Ever comes out over, like, you get a lot of cash in yours. You get a lot of cash in yours.
Like, I did the thing where we were like, oh, okay, like, we'll definitely ask somebody about this and see if we can return it to its rightful owner, and then forgot.
And the next thing you know, you just see...
And then bought myself something nice.
Gabby has this wad of cash, and she's like, man, somebody's probably, like, starving right now. And they're like, fuck, they fucked their bills up and shit. I'm gonna find out who this goes to. And the next thing you know, you see Gabby and like, a fucking male strip club. It's like, give me... all this shit in ones. She's like, Gabby fucking earned this shit. Woo! Buy herself drinks.
Make it rain on
oh,
her.
She's like, flags down the cowboy, like, bang, bang, Brandon, here's $40 because you're cute. Another lap dance pour for four for Gabs. Drop it like it's hot. Thank you. I don't got oven mitts. Fuck it.
What? I don't know if I'm that creative.
How stick long with did me. You think that?
Right now.
Actually, no.
It sounds
no.
like a good movie.
That brings up to another story that you sent us earlier. What was it? 1.5 million that he found in his bank account.
Yeah, there was a glitch, and this dude. It was just like a fucking out of a movie. He just goes and finds out he now has like 1.5 million in his bank account. And blows it on, like, strippers and coke and shit.
Oh. Smart guy.
Yeah. And that's extremely depressing.
Yeah, that's really sad.
But I'm pretty sure it made great podcast material.
Yeah. It made it.
His buddies were like, podcast material.
Meanwhile, they're just like, yeah,
well, something he can't return. So, like, when they do find out, they're like... can't really be like, oh, give it back.
He's like, okay, let me go unsex that prostitute.
Wait, how does that work, Nick? How do you unsex
a prostitute? No, done.
And do you like put it in and go in reverse?
The poor girl's like, I don't understand what's happening.
It's like, I think we're just doing it again. It's like, no, I'm unsexing you.
It's like, don't worry.
Like, semen re goes back.
You like a turkey baster? How does this work?
That's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Wow, my balls are too full.
So clearly you're Catholic. You're Catholic.
Sir, why are your pants covered in marshmallow fluff?
I guess your Catholic high school was not good in their sex ed department.
A lot of experimentation after homecoming.
You just swim downstream, not up!
They're migrating. They're learning.
They're becoming self-aware. What are all these Tupperwares of? I have to get the money back. Is this coffee maker? Don't, no, it's not coffee mate. Don't drink that. Don't put that in your coffee. We'd like to thank Tupperware for being our new sponsor. Coffee mate as well. But, I mean, like 1.5 million just rolls out of bed. Like,
that guy took what we were just talking about to the extreme. Where we're like, oh yeah, we find some money. It's really cool. He's just like, I found a lot of money. Yep, cocaine and hookers.
Now, see, my first thought would be, I'd be like, do I want to spend it? Then my next thought would be, if I spend it all, they're going to make me want to pay interest on it back.
Yeah. Yeah, you could, that's like a federal offense, even though it's their fuck up.
I'd be like, finders keepers, transferring this over to one of those European banks.
Yes, yeah, moving to Switzerland. Like.
Exactly.
Hell yeah, switch that shit over. My first thought, same with Nick, just like a transfer where it's not touchable.
Yeah,
and make that shit grow interest. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna invest. Gonna have like Marcus Towers. It's gonna be fantastic.
It's gonna be he's one right next to Trump's, and you're just gonna be at the top floor CEO, just staring him down. Like,
and then at the top of Marcus's tower, it's just a statue of him, and then peas tequila on the Trump's tower.
Dot dot dot. It'll be a golden tower. I'll get a bronze statue of me, just like Vince Carter dunking, like posterizing Trump, just like, bitch. It never happened in real life, but I have money, so I can make shit happen now.
You can buy yourself to be taller. Like, you know, that's how science works, right?
Actually.
It's you've thought thing about in, it? You've no.
Like, actually, I have put actually, research into this.
Have you seen Nip Tuck?
Like, you have new surgeries.
I heard Nip Tuck was weird as shit.
Anyway, Fisher.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was one of those shows where it should have been on HBO because they try to be, like, really overtly, like, sexual and, like, you know, not raunchy, but just very risque like, and, like, crossing the line. But it was on FX, so it has to be 100% PG-13. So it was like, they're trying to be edgy. But it just doesn't work, and it's just weird now.
Yeah. Like HBO, they probably could have done it a little bit better.
Yeah, you can say fuck there. Like, so.
And anyway, that's what makes it better.
Yeah.
I saw this thing where it was, I believe it was Japan, where there was a surgery where they would, like, saw their bones and their leg, like, their femurs in half, and then they'd lengthen them, like, two or three inches, and then they'd fuse them into metal rods to make them taller, because that's how much it mattered to them.
That's gotta be painful as fuck, though. Like, you know how, like, femur is, like, that's, like, the most, I hear it's, like, more painful than childbirth.
Right? Yeah, but they would.
And do you have to do that, like, both legs in one go, or one at a time? You're
just lopsided for a couple months, so they can do the next one.
Sorry.
Tiny Timid.
I get the image of the South Park
episode. I was just thinking that.
Kyle taller.
Oh, yep. My God.
And but, they put the testicles in the kneecaps.
That's not how that works. Sorry, how any of this works. Don't use South Park for scientific reference.
Oh, Brad, I should use the Japanese for cutting their femurs and then putting steel rods to hold it.
That
in
actually
place.
Happened.
The Japanese the were just like.
Sound.
The Japanese were just like, look. The Chinese have foot binding. We have to one-up them on some body mutilation.
You just have a guy with a German accent and a Nazi symbol. And he's like, I'm trying to do something. That's not a Nazi symbol. That's a cross.
Dude, yeah. Good guys would, like, leave, and they come back, like, 4 months later, taller, and ready for some job interview. That's what, like... That's how much it meant to them. I was like, this shit is crazy.
Maybe I could, like, donate part of my femur to them and get paid a shit ton of money. Because, like, I could be, like, a few inches shorter. I wouldn't mind. I'd still be tall as fuck. Like, I need to research this. Okay, find me someone who wants to buy my femur.
Here's femur black market.
Yeah. He just, not nah, Luke just little, put, he just put it up on Craigslist, like, yeah. Selling femurs. What? Like, you have
get
femur?
The whole thing?
Just a little bit.
You know, maybe like 2 inches.
Yeah, 2 inches
just
is perfect.
Tip.
Yeah.
You're just gonna have the person that's just like, yeah, so I get the whole femur.
I need a femur. Like, all right, dude, you're creepy.
We get this cool doctor, and then they just take all my organs.
Me, like, it's like what, 2 inches, man?
Just off the top, just a little off the top.
That's how it works. So you check them 2 inches, and they just want the whole thing, and you get random texts at 4 in the morning.
Set you up.
I just get this image of Luke sending it out, and it turns out they're just steel rods. Gotcha.
Luke send them stilts. Like
it's just
there you go.
Meanwhile, when Marcus gets the package in the mail, son of a.
It's like
I don't even want these stilts. They're not even good stilts.
Yeah. I wanted femurs, God dang it!
Not even name brand.
What brand are these? Hoover brand? What? These look like these were made out of shitty crutches. Who? This Yelp review is gonna be fucking fire. I'm lighting his ass up. Fuck. All right.
Can you review people on Yelp? Like, that's just have a site for reviewing people.
What's
it? And then this guy wants. It's like
he's a dick.
It's like a background check. It's like a public background check.
I mean, they do have, like, the Rate My Teacher and stuff like that.
Rate My Teacher. Rate this person.
Rate My Femur.
That's a 2-star femur.
Looks strong. He's never twisted an ankle.
Never broken a bone. Like,
can you imagine if they actually had, like, rape you? Like, especially nights when you were drunk and got into an altercation with somebody, like,
right.
Fuck this bitch, she's got a dumb face.
So she's like a doctor doing cancer research, though, actually.
Yeah, she's like saving lives, but you and your drunken stupor.
She's neat.
She hurt my feelings.
As you're eating Taco Bell at like 4 in the morning, has been reheated, just like, she sucks, and she can't even fucking dance well, and she told me She told me she didn't like my favorite movie. 1 star!
Yeah. I'd give 0 if it were an option.
Oh my gosh. Alright, so there was an article that I read about somebody who had a lawyer, and they wrote a Yelp review for the lawyer, because, I mean, technically it's like a business.
Yeah, right.
They wrote it for the lawyer, and the lawyer tried to sue for defamation of character and lost. Because they didn't like the Yelp review.
Yeah.
Because they gave him a bad review.
I mean, you can't.
It's really embarrassing.
That lawyer should know better. Like that, you can't do that. I mean, you can, but you're gonna fail, obviously.
Like, you know? Pick and choose your.
Yeah, if it's like an opinion. Really, you know, people can say.
I would say the review's accurate now. Because
right? Yeah.
And like, thank you for proving my point.
Just saying.
You obviously suck at your job because you thought you'd win this case.
Do what everybody else does. Just keep writing really nice reviews about yourself.
You don't know that.
That's so good.
You don't know I have 12 emails.
Exactly. They all came from your IP address.
And they were all at 4:38 in the morning.
Oh my God. Who is this, Trump?
And they're all just named after you, Marcus. The fuck are you doing? It's like Marcus, Marcus 1. Marcus is really great. Marcus is so cool. I like Marcus. High fives for Marcus. Marcus is awesome.
The person who wrote that one review is awful.
Fuck that guy.
He clearly was not Marcus, because Marcus is cool.
I like to believe so. I give myself a good noodle star every morning.
Oh.
Whatever gets you through the day.
Yeah. Hey, do man. You, man? Like,
it's better than, like, doing meth.
Okay, yeah. You're not wrong.
Not wrong.
It was a little extreme. Sorry for meth.
Sorry for meth. For all of meth.
White people, sorry for meth.
I feel like Trump at the fucking rally. Look, there's my meth friend over there. Sorry. You're right. Sorry for meth.
He was like, the other day, like, my dad got home and was like, oh, work sucked. And just like, and was like, well, at least you're not addicted to heroin. He's like, the fuck did you just say? It's a positive, right? Like, like, you're not addicted to heroin, right, Dad? And it's like, and then he's like, never mind, and I am, and it's like spiraled out of control. Like, you know,
it's really and it's like, oh my God, I never wanted to know this. I was joking.
My dad doesn't do heroin. Just kidding. Just gonna put that out there.
It was the 70s.
Was heroin a thing in the 70s?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's the rolling 1970s.
I had a professor who said that one time. Like, he was super, super old. He was always, like, something was wrong with him. And, like, the one day he comes in and he's just got a fucking, like, he's got a cane and an eye patch. And we're all just like,
This man's lived.
So what happened since the last time we've seen you? And it had been, like, weeks. Like, we kept having canceled classes. Like, I think they even had somebody come in and, like, a substitute teacher, and we're like, what the fuck is this? This is college.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is so strange. Like, okay. And he's sitting there, and he's just talking, and he's just like, yeah, you know, the pain, blah, blah, blah. And they gave me some heroin, and we were just like, what? Morphine? Is that the word you were looking for? And you're just like, no, heroin.
It's like, they tied me off and everything.
They re-charged me up on that.
We were all very confused. And, like, he was just so old and going senile. Like, the one day he was sitting there and he's struggling with the computer. And he's just sitting there like, does anyone know how to work the microwave office?
Oh, I don't know if that man should have been teaching anymore.
Yeah, so we're all just like,
I don't know. I want to see
that. God, he's got his hair in.
I want to be taught by Patrick and Iris.
Can someone tie me off? It's a prescription.
See, he wrote his name on it.
The RX is right next to it. You drew in that.
You can't prove shit.
Come in for practice.
They like give him heroin and drops the cane, pulls the eye patch off. He's like, yes,
I'm in the barn.
I'll see you motherfuckers at the bar tonight. It's Friday, bitches. What?
Is this like Popeye the Sailor Man us?
Heroin is his spinach.
He was just having really bad, like, life withdrawals the entire time. I don't know if I would want to learn from this individual, but, like, buddy movie?
Absolutely.
Like, all of us, like, in a living van, just like, what's going to happen now? Who knows? Like, going on a road trip.
Going on a road trip with a crazy professor.
But if you...
you boys like Mexico?
But he comes back, he's, like, all bloody. But none of it's his blood. Yeah. Like, not a scratch on him. He's just covered in blood. Has a backpack with him. It's like, the fuck is going on? It's like, we're set for the next couple days. What do you got? Don't even worry about it.
They're heroin needles, just spinach written on them.
You come. He's like, hey, man, you boys hungry? I was like, all right, sweet. Like, we all pile into the fucking like, living van. Turns out he's got, like, an elaborate, like, Thanksgiving spread, but it's like, weeds over here, LSD, ketamine, heroin, MDMA, shrooms.
It's a fucking drug buffet. Like,
opium is over there. He's got like weed brownies and like acid cookies and shit. And I'm just like, you know we're gonna die, right? Like we're just all just gonna die in like 5 minutes. He's just,
get to it.
Yes. You also made this fruit punch.
Oh my god! But you're gonna die with a smile.
What was your last name again? Jones. don't drink, guys. Don't drink the punch.
Oh my god.
We're so good.
Gabby, go pump your stomach.
Oh god. But all right, it's been an episode. Yes.
It has been that.
This is like when you wake up hungover and you're just like, I don't remember what the fuck I did, but it was something shitty. But yeah. that was a night.
It occurred. Let's never talk about it again.
But let's call it an episode. Marcus.
I'm Marcus. You can find me in the buddy cop movie that's coming out, called RV and RX. Okay. It's gonna star all of us. It's the drug movie with the crazy man.
Oh, okay.
We're gonna make it. It's gonna be part of the Trophy Husbands universe.
Cockeye Productions.
Cockeye Productions. Trophy Husbands verse.
You don't know.
Gabby is going to help us illustrate and kind of, you know, get some character concepts going. Mm-hmm.
for our children's book.
Yeah, for our children's book.
I'm not signing up for that.
It's going to be called Wasted Weekends. Wasted is a double entendre. Take it as you want. You can find me on Twitter. QUEZMAV. Same with Instagram. And Snapchat is SIRMAV. I will be Snapchatting all the hood rat shit that Luke does for money.
Woo!
Gotcha, bro.
Teamwork.
Makes the dream work. It's like, if you ever seen the one picture, it's like some girls sending somebody a butt shot. It's like all of her friends, like one of her friends is like lifting her ass so it looks good. And the other one's got like the light like shining on her butt from the angle. The other one's like on the side taking the picture. Same thing. I'm just like, alright, so Luke, we got cocoa butter over there. I know you like to listen to Sade and light your incense before you warm up. Got your chamomile rolling.
We're good whenever you are.
Yeah. We got Greg's butt moisturizer technician. Would you like, we've got fresh rose over there. We've got vanilla spring, and we also have rainwater.
I'm a simple man to please. I don't need all this elaborate.
There's also a coffee creamer. Right?
Yeah. Oh, get the one in the Tupperware. Don't touch that one.
All right. Well, you can find me, Luke, on Twitter and Instagram at HUKE_LOOVER. That's Huke Louver. Snapchat, same except minus the underscore. I do stupid stuff. No, I don't. I'm growing up. I'm an adult now. Never mind. No, I can't lie today. Like, it's not working.
You're going to be like 70 in the bar, just like, you motherfuckers don't even know how to drink. Let's do it.
You think I'm going to lift to 70?
All right, you're going to be like
69.
48 in the bar.
All right. You're giving me like just too much here. Like,
too much credit.
Yeah, like, I'm going out swinging at 30. No,
just don't join the 27 club.
Yeah, there you go. Uh-oh. I just realized I'm 27.
Yeah.
You can find me, that's Nick, Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram, all under NLENZ42, that's NLENZ for two.
I'm Steve. Bye.
Ever mysterious.
On Twitter is Get Creme Brulee.
Still my favorite Twitter handle in the world.
They've retweeted me before. I'm not going to spell that for you.
You fucking plebs. That's what she's saying.
Yeah,
too high money.
Followed me already.
Exactly. There you go. And then you can always hit up the official Trophy Husband's Twitter and see our retweeted of Gabby's. at The True Trophies. That's gonna be it. That's gonna be the sode. So everyone have a good.
You call it a sode?
I did.
Can you never speak again?
No. Were you done that before?
That's not a thing.
Well, there.
We're recording the sweet sode, Uncle Jerry.
You sound like a dad. It's like your dad trying to be cool, like he want to get that sode and some zahs. Get a couple zahs and watch that sode.
Yeah, and then we're gonna go to the skate park later. Got this sweet banana board.
Oh my god.
Anyway, everyone, have a good day, have a good week, have a good life. Don't forget to check us out every single Tuesday on #TrophyTuesdays.
Check the sode, bruh.
We'll catch you later.